This weekend, the Irish leprechaun and the Noongar woggle may just be dancing together. Might seem an unlikely pair, and fair enough if you think about that as an unlikely pairing too. But the hand-in-hand Irish Aboriginal Festival is taking place at Kittigo Art House at Bay the Beach in Fremantle. It's a celebration of the love, stories and friendships shared between Irish people and Aboriginal people in Western Australia. Molly Schmidt caught up with blues musician Olive Knight and Kittigo owner Joanna Robertson earlier in the week to find out more.
So, yes, the idea was to tell the story of the love stories, the friendships, the warmth of people who, when a lot of the Irish who came here came against their will. The Irish people, when they came here, found common feelings with the Aboriginal people. And I think that really hasn't been properly explored. We know a lot about the bad stories, but there's a great story of a history of Irish people coming here lonely, having left their country forcibly. They arrive here connecting with Aboriginal people, being minded by Aboriginal people as they travelled through the bush, travelled, set up their sort of meagre homes here, and falling in love with and having families and children with Aboriginal people here and being protected by the Aboriginal people here. But there was a common connection between a lot of Aboriginal people, and the Irish were very proud, the ones that we're telling the story of, that they're proud of their Aboriginal wives, they're proud of their Aboriginal children, passing on their names to their Aboriginal children.
I can also say something about that, because my grandfather, I believe, came from an Irish connection back. He came to, but they were all spread out through New Zealand and all that. We are still finding them out. I am affiliated with three tribes in the Kimberleys. But my main tribe is my maternal side, which is Walmajari. That's the tribe I'm more or less kind of have leanings to. And then there's another one where a tribe called Guniendi, where I was born and all that and raised, and I have a Guniendi father. And then I am also affiliated with the river tribes of the Fitzroy Kimberley area, called Bunuba, where my grandfather came from. And well, with this unknown background that I have with my grandfather, you know, being Irish, and I mean, of course I'm dark, but my dad was fairer and lighter skinned, and his father came from some connection there. But that's my connection, you know. It's very, very quite strong. I have a spiritual connection somehow with the Irish people, you know, after having travelled there for just a brief moment. A brief time with the Hugh Jackman, the man, the music show, you know.
Wow, I didn't know about that. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, in 2019, I did a world tour with the Hugh Jackman show called The Man, the Music, the Show, and we did Europe and the United States. So, and one of our journeys took one of our trips took us to Ireland, and it was only a sort of a brief time, you know. We had we did a night of a show in before 800,000 people and all that. I enjoyed the most wonderful Irish stew that I've ever tasted, you know.
And did you feel connected to the country
Look,
there?
I just feel the atmosphere was so. I think it was a spiritual connection of my past or whatever it was, you know. I just felt at one with the people, and the feeling was so, and I just couldn't get it out of my mind, you know. And I just thought this opportunity now came with me connecting with the Irish again, you know, sort of.
And you've been collaborating with Kieran O'Sullivan.
Yes.
What's that been like? How are you getting the connection?
We've had a wonderful connection, and it's quite strange because an Irish singer and a blues singer, so it's something, but look, I'm so more or less over the moon meeting Kieran and having to work with him. And
so these are the kinds of songs we'll be able to hear on the weekend. Mm. Joanna, can you tell me who else is appearing and how it's working?
Well, it's turned into this, like, amazing, like, runaway train of incredible excitement, really, between Irish musicians and Aboriginal musicians. And we couldn't have dreamed for a more incredible success story. I say, even if the festival never happened, the journey over the last few months of connecting Aboriginal artists with Irish artists, and then them getting excited, and then them writing songs together, that's something that's like, you know, is what really this festival is about. It's connecting people. So we've got Luca Bloom is a well-known international travelling artist from Ireland. He would normally be touring Australia. He can't be here. Olive's nephew, Kenneth Dawson, is down from the Kimberleys. And Susan O'Neill is another well-known Irish, wonderful husky voice singer. John Barrett has connected with, John Barrett's a really well-known Dublin singer who's living here. He's connected with Kenneth. They've written a new song.
So it sounds like it's been an amazing collaboration. Something I saw on the event lineup that I was interested in was the Soda Bread versus Damper Bake Off. So have you both got your votes in for that?
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. Any of your listeners who think they know how to make soda bread or damper must make a loaf and bring it with them on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, to Cadogo. And we'll have some traditional music playing when they come. It's a free family day until 5 o'clock. And then we'll have bands playing. Come along, bring your soda bread, bring your damper. We're going to slice it up with some butter and honey, and we're all going to taste it, and we're going to decide who's the best. And that's because I cook soda bread all the time, and lots of women in Ireland cook soda bread, and all my Aboriginal friends cook damper. And we just thought, please, everyone's invited, bring along your soda bread, bring along your damper, and it's just for fun. We'll have a competition.
Delicious. Well, we'll see you there.
Yeah, thank you so much. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Molly Schmidt chatting with blues musician and absolute Kimberley treasure, Olive Knight, as well as Cadogo Art House owner Joanna Robertson, about the Hand in Hand Irish Aboriginal Festival taking place this weekend. It's 19 away from 9. Here's another track by Olive Knight called Pain O' Pain. It was written in honour of her relative known as Helicopter, and one of his paintings is hanging in Cadogo Art House as part of the festival exhibition by famous Walla Yeardy artist from Belgo, WA. This track features Lucky Oceans on Dobro. He's performing with Olive tonight.
Reduce to a lie.